proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue looking at the end time war, where Gog and Magog, along with their allies, will invade the land of Israel. God instructed Ezekiel to tell Gog and his allies, quote, "Thus saith the Lord God, in that day when my people of Israel dwelleth safely, shalt thou not know it? And thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company and a mighty army. And thou shalt come against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land," unquote. As mentioned in the previous session, the security and the prosperity which the Jewish nation would enjoy in the latter days would function as a temptation for Gog and his confederates to attack them. Gog and his allies would perceive Israel's prosperity as an opportunity for them to enrich themselves at Israel's expense. The invasion of Israel would come from the northern territories. Indeed, most of the nations in this anti-Israel confederacy during the last times would come from lands lying to the north or northeast of the Jewish homeland or northwest of the Jewish homeland. Therefore, in their invasion, they would have to traverse the mountainous territories that characterize the northern borders of Israel. To do that, they would make extensive uses of horses. Indeed, horses have proven an effective means to transport troops. For example, the Mongol horse from Asia deployed them to transport their warriors over the stony ground, the steppes of Asia. Even as late as 2001, military forces utilized horses in Afghanistan, a hilly country. Gog and his allies will have sympathizers among the mercantile powers of the latter days. God speaks about, quote, "Sheba and Dedan, and the merchants of Tarshish, with all the young lions thereof, shall say unto thee, Art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey? To carry away silver and gold? To take away cattle and goods? To take a great spoil?" Unquote. Perhaps those mercantile powers saw an opportunity for profit in what, at least so they perceived, in what would result from Gog and his allies' inevitable victory over the Jewish people in Israel. The text of Ezekiel chapter 38 also emphasized the large numbers contained in the attacking armies. They would constitute, in Ezekiel's words, quote, "a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords," unquote. God declared that those invaders, quote, "shall ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee," unquote. The text of Ezekiel made it clear that the size of the invading armies would show Gog and his allies' intent to completely obliterate the existence of the Jewish nation and the Jewish people. Modern-day Israel places a great amount of reliance upon their military prowess to thwart their enemies' plans to attack and destroy that nation. In the latter days, though, the Jewish nation will face such overwhelming odds against them that their chances for national survival might seem to be small. God would allow this circumstance to happen, again for the purpose of teaching the Jewish people to rely upon Him alone and not upon their military abilities. God wanted the Jewish people, even in the latter days, to completely turn to Him for protection. He wanted them to adopt the attitude of Psalm 20, namely that, quote, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God." This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.